This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Dozens of people have died in floods in Central and Southern Europe in the past week. Thousands are homeless. In Bavaria, Germany, soldiers evacuated residents as rivers surged through alpine resort and farming towns. Kurt Nickisch reports from Munich.
White and light blue checker the Bavarian flag. That's the way the weather's supposed to be here in the summer. High 70s, maybe low 80s, with a light breeze pushing the occasional puffy white cloud across the blue sky. The color for this summer, though, has been gray. Weeks of cool, wet weather have slowly filled reservoirs and saturated the soil. So when up to 6 inches of rain fell on parts of Bavaria within 24 hours, rivers rapidly crested their banks. In Sonthofen, Mayor Karl Buhl says it took just 3 hours for the river there to rise from its normal level to flood stage. Now it only has to climb a few more inches to wash over this bridge outside town. It's too late even for sandbags in other towns nearby. A small dam above Eschenlohe broke, covering the village in muddy brown water. Authorities intentionally flooded another town to avoid a catastrophic dam breach. Dozens of highways and rail lines are underwater. The tourist haven of Garmisch-Partenkirchen was completely cut off for hours, and the major autobahn between Germany and Italy will be closed for days. For all the havoc, though, rescue efforts here have gone relatively well. In Kempten, authorities evacuated a nursing home. One of the affected patients says everything was extremely well organized. Another says they were fed pea soup with sausages, so she really can't complain. Besides rescue personnel, politicians have been rushing to the scene. Ensuring government money flows in the wake of natural disasters can win votes. In the German election 3 years ago, Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's poll figures shot up after he rushed to the rescue of flooded East German cities. The loser back then was Bavarian leader Edmund Stoiber, but this time the floods are on his home turf. So Stoiber's been crisscrossing the region in a helicopter, talking to local officials while cameras click away. Stoiber promises quick assistance. So too has Chancellor Schröder, who's again fighting for his political life in next month's election. He will travel to Bavaria tomorrow to assess the situation. Parts of Austria and Switzerland have been equally hard hit. There, heavy rains have also unleashed alpine mudslides. At least 11 people have died. Right now, the rains are letting up a little, but all that water is converging on the Danube River. Cities that line its banks are preparing for the worst, and the Danube eventually flows to Romania and Bulgaria, countries that have already had enough of the high water. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Munich.